back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon and Ken Buckley. In this half hour, we continue to feature some of Ken's favorite Motown songs. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops,
the Jackson 5,
Marvin Gaye,
Stevie Wonder,
the Supremes,
Michael Jackson,
and the Temptations, all coming up in the next half hour as we kick this half hour off with a great song, the first top 40 song from the Four Tops, Baby I Need Your Loving, right here on Motown Memories.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving.
Some say it's a sign of weakness for a man to beg, then we, I'd rather be, if it means having you to keep, 'cause lately I've been losing sleep. Any smile you might see has all been hers. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness won't let me live without you. This loneliness inside me, darling, makes me feel half alive.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
Twin Spin from the Jackson 5, number one on both the United States Billboard Pop Charts and the United States Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1969, I Want You Back. That was the first of four consecutive number one 45s in a row for the Jackson 5. And before that, the Jackson 5 with Darling Dear, and that was recorded and released in 1970, not as a single, but it was on their third album called Third Album. And we started with
The Four Tops, Baby I Need Your Lovin', number 11 in 1964.
And that was their first top 40 song. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon and Keon Buckley. And for this hour, we're featuring some of Keon Buckley's favorite Motown songs, both on albums like we just heard from the Jackson 5 and 45s. Well, coming up, a B-side of a 45 from Marvin Gaye, Just to Keep You Satisfied.
Just to Keep You Satisfied, the song was the B-side to Marvin's modest 1974 hit, You Sure Love the Ball, and was the eighth and final song issued on the singer's 1973 album, Let's Get It On. The song's progress started in 1969 when Marvin began writing his own songs and was testing the songs out on other artists. Most notably, second-tier acts signed to Motown, including the Originals and the Monitors. In 1970, Marvin re-recorded the song with a different musical background and different lyrics from the Originals' version of the song, which they recorded in 1969. In 1973, while working on his album, Let's Get It On, Gaye was going through a public separation with his wife, Anna, who was the co-writer of the original Satisfied. Marvin had based most of the songs on Let's Get It on sexual and romantic relationships. For Satisfied, he decided to rewrite Satisfied to contrast most of the song's subject matter in response to his collapse in his relationship with Anna. The song was featured at the end of Let's Get It On and concluded with Gaye's spoken vocals in which he says in a soft tone, "Oh well, all we can do is we can try to be happy." Here is Marvin with Just to Keep You Satisfied right here on Motown Memories.
I shall explain. I stood all the jealousy, all the bitching too. Yes, I'd forget it all once in bed with you. Oh darling, how could we end up like this? Oh baby, let me reminisce. We'd stop the hands of time. You set my soul on fire. My one desire was to love you and think of you with pride and keep you satisfied. Much too late for you and I. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you to cry, baby. Oh, we tried, God knows we tried. Now it's too late to live and love and love. It's too late, baby. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you to cry. Oh, oh, it's much too late.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Before, for once I have something know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Twin spin from Stevie Wonder for What's in My Life, that reached number 2 from 1968. And before that, Stevie's great song, Heaven Help Us All, reaching number 9 from 1970. And we started with
Marvin Gaye with Just to Keep You Satisfied. That was from 1973, and that was on the B side. And on the A side, You Sure Love to Ball.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon and Keon Buckley. And we continue to feature this hour some of Keon's favorite Motown songs, both on an album and a 45. Well, coming up, the Supremes once again, another number one smash from 1964. I Hear a Symphony, right here on Motown Memories.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, ooh, your lips are touching mine, a feeling so divine, till I leave the past behind. I'm lost in a world made for you and me.
Thank you. her skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. So shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So
round and round and around we go. Where the world's headed, said nobody knows.
With Ball of Confusion, that's what the world is today. And they reached number 3 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1970. And before that,
Michael Jackson with Got to Be There, number 4 in 1971, and his first top 40.
And we started with the Supremes on Hear a Symphony, number 1 from 1964. This hour, we featured some great songs from Keon Buckley's favorite Motown song list, both on albums of 45. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.